Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. You know, with all the excitement over this new ginger ale I found, I didn't even mention it's National Donut Day in the open there. I didn't even say it.
Oh, gosh.
Chris Tim said that yesterday. When I was reporting, it was National Egg Day 48 hours late. This was kind of interesting to me. It started National Donut Day many years ago, in 1938, because the Salvation Army wanted to honor the donut lassies who handed out free donuts to soldiers in World War I.
Wow.
And so they were honoring those, and they declared today National Donut Day.
I wonder if we could go back in time and taste what a donut tasted like then. How different, how similar?
Oh, wow. That's a great question.
Thank you.
I bet it's way different.
Excuse me. You see what you've just done again. I ask question after question after question. Chris Dim says, I wonder what donuts were like in 1938. Great question. This is what happens.
Well, that's a deep thought question to me. And I know you don't have many deep thoughts about donuts, but...
That's right.
I think it would taste very different because back then it was just, you know, probably pure cane sugar.
Well, wait a minute.
No refined sugars.
Were the first donuts... We used to watch a film strip when I was in elementary school, Homer and the Donut Factory.
What?
It's called Homer and the Donut Factory.
This sounds like a PR move.
This was. It may have been. I don't know.
Yeah.
We watched it several years in a row.
Brought to you by the American Donut Council.
Sounds like somebody was taking money under the table to show that to the students.
They showed it every year.
You don't need fruit for lunch, kids. You need donuts.
It keeps America running.
Ask your parents for donuts.
My God. In retrospect, it may have been pushed onto the schools by the Donut Council.
Look at your teacher. They're enjoying one right now.
Well, it was called Homer and the Donut Factory. Now, it seemed to have been made in the 50s or 60s because Homer was a little kid like our age, and his dad took him for a special treat to the donut shop. Mm-hmm. And a ton of people in the donut shop getting donuts, and they all looked to be cake donuts.
Just fried cake donuts.
And they showed how they, you know, they showed, look how the
just
magic.
Just pull them out of the oil.
Exactly. And it looked to be cake donuts. What happened was a really rich woman lost her diamond in the donut batter by accident.
Mm.
And Homer found the diamond. And so he was going through each donut trying to find it. Great little film strip.
As a street urchin, did she reward him with a donut?
I think at the end, yes.
Instead of cash?
I think the very end was him smiling with like one tooth missing and her handing him a fresh hot donut. But when they made them, they looked to be cake donuts and not like a crispy cream donut.
Yeah, I mean, how did the toppings evolve?
Well,
when did they start glazing?
Well, that's in 1938, were these glazed donuts? I doubt it.
No, I just picture thick cake.
I agree.
Donuts.
I think that's probably true. In 1938. But now today, here we are.
Infinite varieties.
90 years later, and we have so many varieties of donut that these restaurants are giving you deals. Krispy Kreme. Free donut today. No questions asked.
Okay.
Walk in. You don't have to be wearing anything or downloading anything. There's no app. You just walk inside like a donut, please, and any kind they've got.
Oh, that was going to be my big question. Was it just glazed, or can you get a cream-filled, raspberry-filled?
Whatever you want. That's right.
Wow. Yeah.
Before we get any further into this donut, the last time we tried something like this, you nearly put two different smoothie businesses out of business.
Smoothie King and Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Classic mix-up.
Competitors, one was running a promotion but you gave the other credit for. Mm.
Correct.
Which driving business from the people who were actually trying to get it.
Yep.
On Flip-Flop Day.
Yes.
To people who had no idea what Flip-Flop Day was.
World Flip-Flop Day was a little over a week ago, and I said, great news, head into Smoothie King. You get a free smoothie if you're wearing flip-flops.
Show me flops.
Okay, that wasn't the case. The other one, Smoothie Cafe, was a Tropical Smoothie Cafe, was doing that promotion. So, person after person wearing nothing but flip-flops walked into Smoothie King and pointed at their feet, expecting a free smoothie.
Hello.
Yes.
Smoothie time.
And I will not be paying for it.
What's this guy doing?
Man on the radio said it's free.
That's right. What kind of boob said this? Man on the radio says, you owe me a free smoothie. Check the feet, sir. Okay. Let me make sure of this.
So Krispy Kreme, muzzle. That's right. Literally a free donut.
Literally.
No strings.
No strings attached. You can walk in and get a chocolate-covered cream-filled donut, a raspberry-filled donut, a lemon cream, whatever you want. Glazed, whatever you want. They are also doing a buy one, get one glazed deal where you get a second dozen for $2. So you buy dozen, okay. You get a second dozen for $2. Dozen donuts, unbelievable. Other than movie prices, donut prices are the thing that's got me steamed most.
Yeah, donuts, I mean, especially, you know, Krispy Kreme has become the masters of doing, you know, a different themed donuts every few weeks. But if you want those, a dozen of like the themed ones, you know, they're $20.
Unbelievable. A friend of my wife's, who I cannot name, just bought a dozen Krispy Kreme glaze, $21 and something. What you just said. I said, are you out of your mind? I mean, my day, you get a dozen donuts, $5.
It's weird you can't name her. What was she doing with these donuts? Or what?
She needed a dozen. She needed a quick dozen. She was done.
A friend who I cannot name.
$21.
Very Karen Reed trial of you.
$21 for donuts. Now, Dunkin' will give you a free donut as well, but you must buy a coffee or any other Dunkin' Donuts beverage. Hmm. That is the 15th donut day in a row that they have run this deal.
Okay.
All right.
Is your wife she likes Dunkin' coffee. She
loves Dunkin' coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much the donut.
More of a Krispy Kreme donut. I think the Krispy Kreme glazed is
top notch.
Second to none, yeah. Really. I mean, well, there's a lot of good ones out there.
There really are.
The Krispy Kreme. We grew up a Dunkin' family.
Yeah, yeah.
For whatever reason. I mean, they were closer to our house. Mm-hmm. The only time we saw Krispy Kreme was when they would sell them after church.
They did.
You know, they would do those for, I don't know who, maybe the Boy Scouts or Little Sisters of the Poor. They'd be outside selling boxes, dozens.
Yes.
A dollar.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, this was the early 1970s.
A dollar. Yeah. Now, they're 21 for a dozen. Unbelievable.
My loyalty will always lie with Krispy Kreme.
Yes.
Because, as I've revealed before, I sold Krispy Kreme donuts that paid for my trip to space camp in the sixth grade.
That's true. Right. Yeah. You don't forget something like that.
No. I sold Krispy Kreme buy a dozen, get a dozen cards through the entire neighborhood. And I sold so many that I was able to go to space camp for free, I was told I was too big to ever go into space.
That's
ironically,
right.
You had eaten so much of your own inventory
that you were not.
There was a lot of awkward deliveries that day.
Yep.
Hey, one of my dozen is missing one.
Yep.
Thank you for your donation.
I only got 9 donuts here. I got 9.
I'll send you a postcard.
Right. From space camp. That's right.
In Alabama.
1% of Americans say, I hate donuts. I don't want one.
Hate donuts.
1%.
Too sweet?
Must be. I mean, I guess that's the only thing. If you just don't like desserts, you don't like donuts. You know, we had a moment with a local newscast here on National Donut Day. This has got to be 20 years ago now, where they started their show. Chris Tim and I were watching.
Just riffing and rapping.
And they had a dozen donuts, and male and female. And the guy says, well, we got a dozen donuts here for Donut Day. He opens them up, and there's a dozen beautiful, you know, still hot donuts. And the woman says, I don't like donuts. And the man said, well, we've got another 2 minutes to fill here, so I...
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know what in the world. No, she did not like donuts. Today, the World Donut Eating Championship takes place in Washington, D.C. I don't know if Joey Chestnut takes part or not. But last year, a professional eater named James Webb set the new world record. How many do you think he ate these are glazed donuts in 8 minutes. How many glazed donuts in 8 minutes for the record?
36.
70.
I was going to say, now, if they're glazed and hot, they normally melt pretty well in your mouth.
You can squish those way down.
Yeah.
Well, they go down easy, too. I can't tell you how many times I've wanted to have one donut before you know it, you've had three. You know, they're just not good when they're warm, for sure. Another record was set by a man named Tom Cruise. We talked about him a bit yesterday. Tom Cruise, whose Mission Impossible movie, Chris Dim has seen it, Final Reckoning.
Thumbs up.
Gave it a thumbs up. He has set the record now for the most, let me get this exactly right. We talked about yesterday, he does his own stunts. And he has set the Guinness Book of World Records record for most burning parachute jumps by one individual. 16 in total while filming the latest movie.
They had to shoot that scene 16 times?
16 times.
Jesus Christ, that's Tom Cruise, people.
He's going to be in the new Guinness Book. Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
I heard about this record, he said, and I have a theory now about Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I think, no, we've called him the Cruise Bot.
You did yesterday.
He's so robotic.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's being held captive by Scientology. And I think every stunt he does is an effort to free himself. And you know what I mean by free himself.
Oh, I see. Get clear. I see what you're saying.
I think he wants to move on.
I see.
I think he's held. So I think that's why every time he does a parachute, he's like, all right, I want to light it on fire as I come down. And they're like, well, let's let the stunt guy. No, me. And then
and we can CGI the fire. No.
No. And then flames. When he lives, he's disappointed. So he gets down and he goes, I didn't like that take. Let's do it again.
Back to one, everybody.
Do it again. But we got it, Tom.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Get more parachutes and more fire.
Give me more gasoline. Let's go.
And then I think when he keeps living, he's like, all right, I want to hang upside down from a plane. Okay, well, we can CGI that and just have you. No, I really want to do it without any safety straps or anything.
We have to have the safety straps.
Yeah.
No.
Then he sees it. And he's like, no, let's do another take.
Looks good to us, Tom. We'll give it a thumbs up. No. Mm-hmm. I can get that better. I can do it better.
I can do it much better.
What a great theory you have here. This happened in South Africa. They were shooting it in South Africa.
Yeah, that's kind of the finale scene is the airplane scene.
Daring stunt involved jumping out of a helicopter with a fuel-soaked parachute set on fire. He jumped over 75,000 feet. No, that can't
that
be right.
That could not be possible.
Cannot be right. They ascended 75,000 feet before each jump and then came down. I don't know why they would do that. Why
75,000 feet.
It says crews trained.
That's
for
higher
weeks.
Than a commercial jet.
It says crews trained for weeks with his stunt team ascending over 75,000 feet before each jump and deploying a backup chute after detaching the burning one. Some jumps were filmed using a 50-pound camera rig strapped to Cruz's body. These must have been the later takes when he was like, no, now strap 50 pounds to my body.
Do it.
We have to do it that way.
I want to fall faster.
Are you sure? Yes.
Guinness praised Cruz for his fearless commitment to pushing action boundaries. I think that 75,000 feet is wrong. That he can't go that high. There's no way.
Without oxygen, right?
Yeah.
You can't do that. I don't know what, and maybe they, I don't know why they would go up that high and then come down for him to jump.
Now, on the plane scenes, yeah, there's some close shots of him on the airplane, around the airplane. You can definitely tell it's him.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But the parachute, it's hard to say because it's kind of a long shot when the parachute is on fire.
Well, apparently it was him. I mean, he did it 16 times, according to Guinness, anyway.
But you don't get the payoff.
Oh, I see.
You know, there's one sign, and it's in the trailer, so I'm not giving anything away. He jumps off what looks like an aircraft carrier into some deep water.
Yeah,
and that looks very CGI. The water doesn't look real.
That's an incredible scene. I love it.
It looks cool, yeah. But even in the theater, it's like, you know, because everything else, I mean, you see Tom Cruise in the water, in the snow, in the this, in the that.
We have the audio of him doing one of these where the parachute is on fire.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to be deployed. I'm going to be spinning and burn. I have to kick out of the twist and then ignite it within 10 seconds.
Start soaking the parachute.
We're going to submerge the parachute into the avgas so when the parachute opens and ignites it and explode.
For this shot, we're going to be real smart. I'm not saying be risky. We don't take risks, obviously.
So what did you...
Okay, let's go.
Jesus Christ.
Tom Cruise, people.
I love this music, by the way. Mission Impossible music.
They play it throughout. Every different type of version.
I love it. Oh, I love that. That is so cool. That's Tom Cruise setting a record.